Welcome to the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is the show that brings you 26 different stories around Southwest Michigan in 26 weeks, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Want to know more about the work of the United Way? Visit uwsm.org.
Welcome to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6. I'm your host, Anna Murphy, president of United Way of Southwest Michigan. When people think of helping United Way, they usually think of donating, which we love. But there are other fun ways to help United Way, too. And tonight, we are discussing those many ways to help United Way. My first guest is Dave Chahaki from Whirlpool. He's a longtime friend of United Way. And he's got some really fun things to talk about and how United Way and Whirlpool are working together. But I want, obviously, I'd like our audience to know who we're talking to. So, Dave, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anna.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about who you are. How did you end up at Whirlpool and kind of what's your path?
Well, I've been here in Southwest Michigan for about 4 years with Whirlpool. I joined Whirlpool as general manager of the key account business in sales. And then for about a little over a year now, I've assumed vice president of sales for the U.S.
That's a huge role.
It's a great role. I get to work with a ton of great people, wonderful customers, and selling great Whirlpool Corporation products. So you couldn't ask for a better job. It's my dream job. And the location here in Southwest Michigan is absolutely amazing. And my family and I love living here.
What community did you come from before?
Directly across the lake. I was in the North Shore of Illinois in Lake Forest, 60 miles directly across the lake. And I worked 27 years for Kraft Foods in the food business and decided to look for a change and found Whirlpool and really joined Whirlpool because of the culture, the people, and the brands that I was able to represent.
So you've always been in sales some respect.
Yeah, sales guy most of my life. Yeah. I've done a couple things in planning, mergers and acquisitions, marketing, but for the majority of my career, sales, I get paid to talk. It's kind of a cool job.
Well, and you're also the chair of the internal United Way campaign for Whirlpool.
That's correct.
And so what does that role mean?
That is an amazing, very fulfilling role for me to be able to inspire the folks at Whirlpool to give back to the communities that we live and work in. There's so much need here in the local communities in Berrien and Cass County that and we're so fortunate, many of us at Whirlpool, in that we have the opportunity to give back and give back through through pledging or volunteering time or running events that we can raise money for the community. Last year, we helped nearly 65,000 people with donations from the Whirlpool Corporation.
Wow, that's awesome. And yes, Whirlpool is a huge part of the United Way family, if you will, and a huge part of our community. And so I appreciate everything you do personally, and I appreciate everything that the company does for our community as well. There's a couple really cool activities coming up or events coming up that Whirlpool is leading, and United Way is... I like to say that United Way is the benefit of that, but at the end of the day, the community is the benefit of that.
That's right.
We're the vehicle to put that back out in the community. So there's two events coming up, and both of them are repeat events. So I'm just going to let you talk away.
Well, let's talk about the first one that's coming up. It's a magic show by Stuart McDonald. Stuart McDonald is an employee at Whirlpool. He is a world-class magician. So if you don't know anything about Stuart, he won awards at the World Championship of Magic 2 years in a row.
Wow.
He was cast on Penn and Teller. Penn and Teller are famous magicians, and they have a TV show where you try to fool them with your magic. And he won. He fooled Penn and Teller with his magic. It's great. He's been on America's Got Talent. He is the number one magician in the country and number four worldwide. And it's amazing that he lives and works here in Southwest Michigan. At the end of the month, he's going on tour in China.
Wow.
He frequently fills stadiums and theaters all across Europe and Asia. He is a world-class talent. We are just fortunate to have him here doing a magic show to benefit United Way. The show is going to be on October 26th, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Lakeshore Community Auditorium in Stevensville. So that's right in the high school.
Okay, yep.
Tickets, all benefit directly to United Way. Tickets are $15 for adults, and children under 12 are $10. And this is a family-friendly show. It's not a kiddie magic show, but it's great for the whole family. So, spend some time. Great, cool fall day. Come out and spend a couple hours with us and enjoy some actually world-class magic, because it's just an absolute ton of fun. If you're looking for information on this, you can go to the website, uwsm.org/Stuart-McDonald, and that's MacDonald.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6, and I'm here talking with Dave from Whirlpool on ways to help United Way. We just talked about one of the events coming up that Whirlpool is doing to benefit United Way that benefits the community, and that's the Magic of Stuart McDonald, which is October 26th. But we've got another event coming up as well, which is huge.
This is a big event for the community, and it's our fall appliance sale. So Saturday and Sunday, so Saturday, November 2nd from 8 to 4, and Sunday, November 3rd from 9 to 1. And what this is new and, sometimes refurbished appliances that Whirlpool donates to us to sell to the community. These appliances, come with a one-year warranty. They're all in factory packaging, and we sell them at 40, 50, 60% off to the community. So if you're in the need for a great appliance, come on down, and all of the proceeds benefit Southwest Michigan. Whirlpool gets takes no money for this. The products are donated, and 100% of the money goes directly to United Way.
And the location that this is going to be at this year.
It's new this year, so
yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. It's going to be at the Orchard Mall, which is 1800 Pipestone Road here in Benton Harbor, in the Carson store, which is a vacated store. So plenty of space, which enables us to bring more appliances to sell. And this just isn't major appliances.
I was just going to say,
Christmas is just around the corner, and we have a slew of small appliances, KitchenAid stand mixers, ovens, all sorts of great small appliances that are great for gift giving or using yourself. And also Gladiator. So Gladiator Garage works.
Exciting.
So always a big hit. So come early to make sure that the selection is the greatest for you there.
So if I come and I get four refrigerators, how do I get those home? That I'm getting four refrigerators.
Anna, you can have four refrigerators.
Right.
I'm happy to sell those to you.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And because you have four, I want to come to that party.
Okay.
Where you stack up.
All right.
But for $100 per appliance, okay, we'll gladly deliver those to your home within a 15-mile
radius. Is that new this year?
No, that's not new. We've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Okay. And is there a maximum number of products that I can walk away with or pay for and walk away with?
We're hoping to sell these to people that have need them for their individual homes, or if they have rental properties where they need two or three or four refrigerators for their rental properties, that works as well too. But this really is to provide the folks in the local communities new products at a great discount, and then to benefit a wonderful cause like United Way.
Do I need a ticket?
You don't need a ticket. You just need to show up.
Show up.
I will tell you, though, for the last couple of years, starts at 8 on Saturday morning. People start lining up at 7 because they want the best selection, particularly in that small appliance gift giving room that we have set up. People absolutely love that.
That's awesome. So I want everyone to come out to both of those events. I think that, again, Whirlpool gives a ton to the community. And through these two events, United Way is able to give back to the community as well. I want to go back to your role as the campaign chair internally at Whirlpool, because I know you're kind of wrapping things up. You ran a little bit earlier this year. What are some of the fun things that you did as a company to generate that motivation to be part of United Way?
Part of it is not only just, giving back financially, but volunteering, having people volunteer, but also participate in some great fun events that benefit Whirlpool, benefit United Way. So a couple things over the summer. Many of you may know we did the Rock the Boat.
Which was awesome.
It was a blast. We had 65 cardboard boats.
Oh, my gosh.
And we raced on St. Joe River right outside the inn at Harbor Shores. And I've got to say, probably the funnest part is watching the boat sink.
Yes, I agree.
But
ours did. The United Way one sunk like 2 seconds out. but
mine didn't even
I'm proud
get
of
out.
Them.
I didn't even get out of the harbor. I flipped over and sunk right in the harbor. But it's it was a great, fun, engaging, family-friendly event that's been growing every single year. And so look for that next year in July. We'll do it again next year, and that'll be a ton of fun. We also do neat things like basket sales, where we donate items into baskets and hold raffles and bid them up. We do mystery sales, and it's Michigan, so it gets cold in the winter.
Right.
So we actually auction off parking spots to employees right next to the building.
That's right. And I know that that's always been a really big one at Whirlpool.
That's a big one.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. I want to thank you, Dave, for joining me this evening. Lots of stuff going on. Make sure that you get out to the Stuart McDonald Show. Make sure you get out to the appliance sale. You can check those both out on the United Way website. But when we return, we'll continue our conversation on ways to help United Way with Joe Morin and Aaron Glaske.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined this evening by Joe Morin and Aaron Glaske. Joe is with us from Sister Lakes Brewery, and we're going to talk to him a little bit more about his business and why they are participating in a really fun event. We're going to talk to Aaron right now, though, because she's going to tell us about what that fun event is.
Hi.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Good. How are you, Anna?
Have we been on the radio together?
It's been a while.
All right.
Oh, no. You're going to grill me, aren't
I am.
You?
Mm-hmm. I am. I love to have our audience know who our guests are. So, Aaron, I want you to tell us your story. How did you end up at United Way?
My story. Well, I'm not originally from this area.
Really?
I grew up in Wyoming, the state, not the city.
Really?
Yes. My parents moved to the UP when I was about 12 years old. And then I met my husband at Michigan Tech, and I came down here because he's from Baroda.
Okay. So that's how you landed in Southwest
that's
Michigan.
That's how I landed here. United Way, it was sort of like I wanted to do something that meant more. So I didn't volunteer with United Way beforehand. I just wanted to do something that really was rewarding at the end of the day. So I saw a posting for a position there, and I applied, and I got it.
And are you glad that you did that?
I'm so happy.
Not to put you
I
on the spot.
I get to see you every day.
I know. That is the best. Thank you, Aaron. That made my day. So why are you here tonight? What are we talking about?
Well, we are launching an event starting. It's just the first year, called Dine United.
Okay.
It's a series of 8 give back nights all throughout the tri-counties that we serve. So we started October 3rd in St. Joe Benton Harbor. October 10th was South Haven. This week is actually going to be Cass County, which is October 24th. And that's why we're talking with Sister Lakes Brewing, which Joe is here to speak about that.
So I need to know a little bit more about what Dine United is.
So,
do I get to eat? Do I get to drink?
Get to
do
eat.
I get to
well,
give back?
You can certainly drink. The give back
why
is...
Why did you just... What, you focused on the drink part.
Because I want to clarify that it's a 10% on food sales.
Okay.
But you can certainly drink
absolutely.
As well.
Okay. That's good.
Yes. So 10% give back on food sales at the participating restaurants.
Okay. And why do you think that United Way thought that this was a good idea?
It's just a great way to get the community involved. It's a simple way for people to give back, and it's an engagement piece. We provide the restaurants with impact information so people really understand what they're giving back to.
And so when people walk into a restaurant, what do they have to do?
They just have to sit, eat, and give back.
But they don't have to identify themselves as being a part of this. Okay, so the restaurant takes care of all of that.
The restaurant, yes. The restaurants have been very good about promoting it as well. And then we have been promoting the restaurants on radio and Facebook and our website.
So going back to this, you were instrumental in kind of implementing this.
Yes.
What is your role at United Way?
I'm a campaign relationship coordinator, but a lot of that has to do with development of other companies to, join the United Way team, partnering with us. So this was a simple way to get restaurants involved. And so we just decided to start this event. I like to go out to eat.
Really?
Yes,
I do. And Okay. You like to go out and eat.
I just like to eat. No drinking for me.
Yeah. And anybody that knows, Erin, we know that that was just not true.
Well, I'm very responsible.
Yes, though. You are. And you are a very good campaign coordinator, and we're
Thank
glad
you.
To have you on the team. Let's move this now towards talking with one of the partners that's going to be with us for Dine United. Do you want to introduce
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah. Like I mentioned, this week is actually going to be Cass County night. And Sister Lakes Brewing is going to be part of that. And Joe is here from Sister Lakes Brewing to talk about that.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I know this is a little early for you. I don't know. Is that early for all brewers or just you?
I think the brewers like to get there early in the morning and get their job done. But as the general manager and front of house manager, I'm there till close. So
you do the other side of it. Okay. Gotcha.
Day, yep.
I gotcha. So this is a little early for you. So if you would just take a second and just introduce who you are. I want to get into the meat of Sister Lakes Brewery and the whole family dynamic in a second, but I want to know who you are, and so our audience knows who I'm talking to.
Sure. So, again, my name is Joe Morin. I am the general manager and front of house manager of Sister Lakes Brewing Company. I came from a corporate background. I worked 15 years in corporate sales, and it was time to do something different and something that was a little more rewarding. So working with the family and starting our business and being a part of the community has been very, very rewarding for us.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6. And I'm here with Joe Morin of Sister Lakes Brewing. He is going to tell us a story because it's pretty fascinating. Sister Lakes Brewing is participating in our Dine United, which is why they're here. But I really want to hear a little bit more about the story of Sister Lakes Brewing and why you're participating in Dine United. So what's the story?
Sure. So we are a family business. There's four owners. It's three brothers and our father. We all come from different backgrounds. As I mentioned, I came from the corporate world. My brother, Brian, who is our head brewer, he came from education.
Wow.
And then my father and my brother, they work full time in IT and help out in other ways with the business, social media presence, nights, weekends, making sure bills get paid, those kind of things.
The important things.
Right. So
the other important things.
The other important things. So our roots go back to the 1930s in Sister Lakes. Our great-grandfather bought a house on Round Lake in the 30s, and Sister Lakes has been a part of our lives for five generations now.
Wow.
And really wanted to do something for the community. When we opened our business, we decided we needed to figure out what exactly we want to be, and everything we do focuses around that. And through that came our tagline, fostering community, one pint at a time. So we believe that it's important not just to, run a business and be profitable, but we also think it's very important to be rooted in the community, support the community, and really give back.
So let's talk a little bit. I'm interested in letting people know a little bit more of what you will find when you go into Sister Lakes Brewing.
I mean,
everyone says brewing, that's beer, but I think you can offer a little bit more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So being a family business, we really want the tap room to be an extension of our homes. We want people to come in and feel welcome, people from all aspects of life. Sister Lakes and the Southwest Michigan is a very diverse community. You've got everything from, migrant workers working hard in
sure.
the fields to tourists coming and everything in between. So there's it's a very diverse community, and we pride ourselves on being inclusive to all. We want people to feel comfortable bringing their kids, bringing their parents, bringing their grandparents. It's not a dive bar, and nothing wrong with dive bars, but it's more of a focal point in the community for people to come together, meet, share ideas. Some of the greatest ideas in history came in a pub sitting around enjoying a beer.
Sure.
So we wanted to provide that space for the community so they can enjoy good craft beer, and we can give them a meeting place. In addition to craft beer, we also have a scratch kitchen. We don't have a fryer, so you're not going to find your typical burgers and fries, but we have a scratch kitchen. Everything's made with love. A lot of panini sandwiches, salads, appetizers. I would put our nachos up against anybody's nachos
Ooh,
in Southwest Michigan.
You just made my day. Erin, I'm going to meet you there for our Dine United event. So why did you decide to participate in Dine United? I know you said that you're really community-minded, but why this? And I know that you participated, Erin mentioned that you donated for Bid United. So we've already kind of got you in.
Mm-hmm.
But why Dine United? What's it going to do for the community? What do you think it's going to do for your business and for United Way?
Well, I think United Way is a great organization and really focuses locally on the community. And as business owners in the community, our family believes it's our shared responsibility to support and build up the community we live, work, and play in. It's important to give back to the community that supports us on a daily basis. So this was, I think, an easy way for people to help the community. You come in and everybody eats, right? So come on in.
I do. I know Aaron does.
You have to eat to live,
yeah.
Right? So come on in, have some dinner, and by nature of filling your belly, you're doing a good deed and helping out the community.
So how do you think your patrons will react to this?
Well, for those who already know us, I don't think they'll be surprised. They know this is the type of thing that's in line with our values and built into how we operate. Sister Lakes is a wonderful community and always willing to show up and help out in force. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of familiar faces, as well as meeting some new ones, checking out our place for the first time, all while helping out a good cause.
Well, and I like food.
Me too.
So, well, that's good. I'm curious, because I'm going to come out there. I'm curious what you would tell me to have. What's your favorite dish?
Well, we already talked about the nachos, but
yeah,
a couple other good
I'm
appetizers.
Having.
We've got some wonderful Euro tacos. We've got French dip sliders, pulled pork sliders. Some featured items, our Cuban sandwich is unbelievable. Our Italian sandwich is a monster. Good luck trying to finish that.
So do you offer anything for like people that have gluten intolerance or anything like that? Are you
We've got some salads on our we've got a vegan wrap, and any one of our sandwiches or wraps could also be put on gluten-free bread or gluten-free wraps.
Awesome. I want to thank you, Joe, for continuing to be a part of your community, but really being a part of the United Way community. I think it's a great opportunity, and we are looking forward to participating in Dine United. Thank you for coming in this evening. So again, I want to thank Joe and Aaron for joining us this evening, and we have more to come on Ways to Help United Way.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Vera Sabri of United Way of Southwest Michigan. And I say that because Vera is newly with United Way of Southwest Michigan, but she has a history with United Way. But I think what's really cool is to hear Vera's story and kind of where she came from and how she got to where she is today. Welcome to the show, Vera. How are you this evening?
I am fine this evening.
So tell us who you are. Tell us your story.
I came out of education and taught for many years, middle school. And in that process, I became involved in some nonprofit work with another organization, and that actually led into working with United Way when I moved back to Michigan. And I wanted a nonprofit job where I actually came in contact every day with the people who were in need.
So when you were in education, you said you came back to Michigan. Where were you?
I was in Colorado for about 20 years.
Oh.
Beautiful weather, but family's in Michigan.
Okay, so family was what really kind of brought you back here as well.
Yes, it did.
And so when you came back to Southwest Michigan, did you volunteer first, or did you start out as an employee of United Way?
I actually started out, I interviewed for the position at that time with Van Buren County for executive director 12 years ago, and was hired in and have been with United Way since 2007.
So, and we're glad that you are. We have now merged Van Buren
yes.
County United Way in with United Way of Southwest Michigan. And so that 12 years will continue on. And your new role with United Way is what?
My new role is Director of Programs. So with that, I am able to work with special programs throughout all three counties, and really be able to have close contact with individuals that United Way serves.
Well, we're excited that you stayed with the team throughout the merge. We've got some great things coming up. And one of the things coming up is an event that you really spearheaded in Van Buren County. And with the merge, we're continuing that this year. And it's called Stuff the Bus.
Yes.
So talk about what is Stuff the Bus?
Well, Stuff the Bus started in Van Buren County 8 years ago. It is a countywide food drive for the pantries throughout the county.
And so what does that mean?
Well, the reason we use Stuff the Bus is because we have the local school districts graciously place a school bus at the local grocery stores, and then volunteers hand out wish lists. Individuals take those, purchase items, and we try to stuff the bus with food and items for local community.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the wish list and who's the recipient of the food that's in the bus. You said a wish list. Who creates that wish list?
Well, each community pantry submits a wish list of items that they would like to have for their food pantry so that when people come in, they have a variety of items instead of just pasta and macaroni.
Sure.
So they turn in a wish list, and that is printed on a quarter sheet flyer, and that is handed out to the shoppers, and they're different for every location.
Okay.
But basically, they have shelf-stable food and personal care items that they are in need of.
And so you've identified the food pantries based on the relationship the relationships that you've had over several years. Are there food pantries that I'm assuming there might be some food pantries that don't participate, but for the most part, their response is probably pretty positive in wanting to be a part of this?
It's very positive. It comes at a time when the food pantries are running low on their supplies, and this helps give them a increased amount of items to give out. And we have 11 communities, and all 11 communities participate.
Okay. And so they participate, and you find grocery stores in each of those communities, correct?
Each community has a grocery store, or they have a small convenience store that participates.
Oh, okay.
And they love doing it. They even put together, a lot of the grocery stores put together special bags so that it makes it easy for people to donate. They can just grab a bag for $5 or $10, and it has within it the items that are requested on the list.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I'm here with Vera Seabree, and we're talking about Stuff the Bus that is happening in Van Buren County. And again, Stuff the Bus is an opportunity for people to donate food. We literally stuff a school bus, and those products are then sorted out for the different pantries in those communities in which the food is raised, basically. So you were just talking about the grocery stores. We talked about the food pantries. I'm kind of curious. You actually get yellow school buses?
We do.
And those
driver, it's on a Saturday.
Okay.
And this year it's going to be November 2nd. It's always the first Saturday of the year. And from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, people can shop and donate. And the school, the bus drivers volunteer. They don't get paid. They volunteer
to
bring the school bus. They drop it off. They leave it unlocked so that volunteers can load the food inside. And then they come back after the event and pick up the school bus. So I'm very thankful to the school districts for being willing to allow their school bus. It draws attention.
Sure.
Plus, we have a huge banner on the side that says, United Way Stuff the Bus food drive on it.
And you talked about using volunteers to take the donation and kind of sort them. So that's exciting because we can get the community involved as well. But I think you, in the past, when you've had this event, you had one special group that really kind of was, wasn't it their special project? Wasn't it the Girl Scouts?
The Girl Scouts play a huge role bringing out the young scouts to hand out the flyers, And we actually have a group of scouts in one of our communities that they've been doing it since they were five. So they were, they were almost 11 this year. They'll be 12 years old. And they've been doing this every year. And they stay there the whole time from 9 until 3.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So we're starting to put volunteerism in at a very young age.
Absolutely.
And they're also getting a service benefit as being part of being a Girl Scout, too. I think that's...
Oh, they can earn a badge.
Yeah.
Service badge.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So this event is, again, on November 2nd, and we are in 11 locations. Do you want to go ahead and announce those locations?
Absolutely. We're in Bangor. We're in Bloomingdale, Covert, Decatur, Goebbels, Hartford, Lawton, Mattawan, and Pawpaw, and South Haven.
So basically, I mean, pretty much every community in Van Buren County. And
we only have one community that doesn't have a grocery store, but the other pantries share with them.
Oh, awesome. So
everyone's covered.
That's a great thing. So I'm kind of curious. I want to go back to this wish list thing that you talked about, because the pantries are identifying what their greatest needs are. What are some of those greatest needs?
The greatest need that they don't get enough of are canned meats, canned vegetables, and personal care items. So shampoo, toothbrush, toothpaste, laundry soap. They also like to have on hand peanut butter and jelly. Okay. It seems to be a very basic item, but they run out very quickly because everyone wants it.
Well, and we want to be careful that we're not we're not attracting just people just dumping off old food. Is good quality, not expired food. So, which is why the partnership with the grocery stores is so important, because you can actually go in and, like you said, they're actually putting together some specials that you can just, you know, for a certain amount of money, you just buy a whole kit and you walk out and you put it in the bus, and it makes it really, really easy for the shopper to be able to be a part of Stuff the Bus.
Well, that's correct. It's a way for United Way to serve, and it's also a way to ensure that our food pantries have sufficient supplies to fill the needs, because children are home in the summer, they're home in the winter holidays. And those families that have food insecurities are obviously going to go and visit the food pantries a little more often. And this helps them have what they need to give to people.
Well, Vera, I want to thank you for doing this work. And we're excited to be a part of the United Way in Van Buren County now. We're excited to bring this event on behalf of United Way. We have to go to break, but when we return, we'll continue our conversation on ways to help United Way, so stay with us.
Welcome back to the 26 at 6 United Way of Southwest Michigan show that brings you 26 stories in 26 weeks. Now, here's your host, President of the United Way of Southwest Michigan, Anna Murphy.
Welcome back to 26 at 6, and I'm here with Charlotte Becker and Diane Binder of United Way. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks.
It's nice to have you both here.
Great to be here.
So, Charlotte, you've been on the show before.
I have,
yes.
Yeah.
Diane, you have not.
I have not.
So this is your first time.
Just been listening.
So I'm going to have both of you introduce yourselves, and I want you to just tell our audience a little bit about who you are, where you came from, how'd you end up at United Way. We'll start with Diane.
Sure. Well, it's been a great 2.5 years working on 2.5 at United Way. Really, I landed in this area after graduation from Central, so it goes back. I always say all of my adult life, I've been here in St. Joe in Southwest Michigan, made it home, raised the kids here. When I graduated, I went to Human Resources and I worked at Zenith Data Systems, and that plant closed. At that time, I had small children, so I stayed at home for 10 years and did a lot of volunteering, church, schools, baseball, you name it. I was busy. And then once the kids went back to school, then I went back full-time work, and I had a great 10 years. But at that point, the kids were older, and I felt like I needed to do something more. And that's when United Way's opportunity came about.
Wow. And what is your role at United Way?
Campaign relationship coordinator.
So what is that? What's that
so
mean?
I'm working on the campaigns and the fundraising and then all the other opportunities that we get to do in between with the volunteers.
And we're going to talk about one of those
Absolutely.
In a second.
Yep.
But I want to have the audience get to know Charlotte again. Charlotte's been here a few times. So tell us your backstory. How'd you end up here?
Sure. Diane's is a little more meaty. Mine's a little simple, but I'm from Michigan, born and raised in Kalamazoo, went out west to college at Arizona State University, and the lake and the Midwest roots kind of called me back. And so while I was in Arizona, my family moved from Kalamazoo to St. Joe, which is why I naturally landed here. And while I was looking for work in St. Joe, I volunteered with United Way.
And what role was that? Was that with...
That was actually Rake a Difference.
All right.
So I'm almost on 5 years at United Way.
So you started with one of our big events.
I did, yeah. And it was a lot of fun. So it was really good insight into the organization. And when a position opened up, I was excited to land that job. And I've been there ever since.
And what's your role at United Way?
The Director of Annual Campaign. But I did actually start in Diane's role as the campaign coordinator, which was an amazing experience as well.
So what are some of the special things that you get to do as a director?
Oh, gosh. Well, I lead the most amazing team ever. I have 3 campaign coordinators, and they just do such a good job. So that's my favorite part.
Did they pay you for this?
No. They don't have to.
That's good.
This all comes from the heart, and it's genuine. So it's really just working with a great team, and you get to kind of be on the ground and seeing the people that we're helping and working with the companies who make that happen, and that's really fulfilling.
Well, that's awesome. We're going to talk about an event that is coming up that we partner with, one of our corporate partners, if you will.
Yes.
And that is called Operation Thanksgiving. So tell us what that is.
Well, it's a really great event. Last year was our first year. We supplied 150 Thanksgiving to-go meals to those who may not be able to afford to buy those Thanksgiving meals. It's sponsored through Meijer.
Okay.
Sorry. Meijer's our sponsor. And it's for those families in need of a meal. We go through, we register on 211, and they're able to receive that meal on November 23rd. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a special day where Meijer employees help pack the kits. Volunteers from our community will help distribute and hand out those kits. And we're helping families enjoy a special meal together so that they are prepared for Thanksgiving.
So you talk about a kit. Mm-hmm. And so what's in the kit?
It's everything. Meijer wanted to make sure that they had like a Thanksgiving feast. So It's turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, vegetable, rolls. You know, you even got your milk and your butter for your potatoes, and then making sure that you have a dessert too. So,
and then that all comes from Meijer.
Correct.
And it all goes to one location so you can pack the kits.
Correct.
And what site, where do you do this at? Because you've got to have a pretty decent sized location.
Right. We're still in the works on exactly the location, but those on 211, once they register, will be able to supply that so that they know where to come and pick that up.
All right.
But we'll be definitely letting them know where that location will be.
Okay. And you both have a specific role in this event. What would that be?
Well, right now we're just working with Meijer so that they can get the food ordered. We're getting the location. We're letting 211 know so that they had that information to post. We're also have it out on our website so that we can get those volunteers to help us hand it out. It was a really special day last year. A lot of heartfelt appreciation for those that picked up the meals. The volunteers had a wonderful experience. Just because Thanksgiving, it's filled with so many traditions that we just really felt like we wanted to have everybody have that opportunity to have that meal together.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to United Way's 26 at 6, and I am speaking with Charlotte Becker and Diane Binder, and we are talking about Operation Thanksgiving, which is coming up, and it's a great way for individuals that might not have the means or access to a holiday feast, if you will, because you just described a feast. Mm-hmm. I think there's you've gotten it right down to the butter for the potatoes.
Exactly.
So that's important. So why do you think Meijer sponsors this event?
Well, in looking at the history of the company, Meijer was founded in the midst of the Great Depression, and they really made it their mission to help their community. And speaking with Rob Vassar from the Stevensville store, he's the director there.
Okay.
He said that supporting the communities we serve, the importance of family, advocating for United Way, and combating hunger are all very important to them. So it was a really easy decision for him to go ahead and put that sponsorship in for us for these meals.
So was last year the first year?
It was.
So we're working on year two. And I think that there was some national publicity on this. What wasn't there a photo or something in a major newspaper?
Yes, actually. It was
by
really
surprise, wasn't it?
It was a complete surprise. And it was actually noticed by Meijer's CEO, Hank Meijer, who it was in the Wall Street Journal. So our local picture of Operation Thanksgiving landed in the Wall Street Journal. Hank Meijer saw it and actually called Rob Vassar from the Stevensville store. And Rob Vassar about fell out of his chair.
And went out and bought every Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It was huge for the company. And so that was just really cool that, you know, the leader saw it and he could just see what the other local Meijers are doing.
So did this expand to other locations, other partnerships, or are we still the only one doing it locally?
As far as I know, this is the only location doing this particular event, but I may be wrong. Maybe he inspired some other stores to do the same. But the cool thing about Meijer is that any local store can apply for funding to do projects like this.
Oh, okay.
So it just takes the stores to take that step and ask for the funding to do it. And Meijer is so giving that most times they get granted the money.
Well, and you mentioned Rob Vassar, who's the store director in Stevensville. He's also a volunteer with United Way, who has obviously a huge passion for United Way, but not only United Way, but the community.
Right.
And so I think he's played a pretty pivotal role in making sure that this happens as well, because he wants to see their connect in the community as well. So, Diane, I know that you work closely with Meijer. Tell us a little bit more about their giving philosophy.
Well, Meijer is really supportive. They've been a supporter for many years, and it goes way back for a simple philosophy of take care of your customers, team members, and community, and all of them will take care of you. Just like a family. And that's how you feel when you go, you visit, you shop. That's how you're taken care of when you're there. And the same way with United Way. When we step in, they really want the employees to understand the impact of the area and how we're making a difference and how they need to step up and help us and also, you know, spend their time, talents as well and volunteer as well.
Well, that's awesome. I want to wrap up with Charlotte. Just any final thoughts on the partnership with you, with United Way and Meijer?
Yeah, Meijer is just it's a family-owned company. It's a really community-minded company. And my support of Meijer goes back over 15 years. And when my sister was she was diagnosed with cancer. And we were granted a wish through Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I didn't know that.
And our wish was actually granted by the Meijer family.
That's awesome.
So they continue to do things like that for Southwest Michigan and beyond. And it's just a really great company. I'm happy to be a part of it.
And last, if you want to volunteer for Operation Thanksgiving, how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to our website at uwsm.org/operation-thanksgiving. And you can go to the volunteer tab and you'll be able to find Operation Thanksgiving. We're having a shift from 10:30 to 1. Thank you.
I want to thank Charlotte and Diane, as well as our other guests, for joining us this evening. If you want to know more about United Way of Southwest Michigan or to listen to our other podcasts with WSJM, visit us at uwsm.org. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. I'm Anna Murphy. Thanks for joining the fight.
And thank you for listening. Join us Tuesday night for the United Way of Southwest Michigan's 26 at 6 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We'll be right back.